This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The economy grew a weak 1.1% in the first few months of the year. The housing market got hammered, but consumer spending, which powers the economy, grew with the fastest quarterly pace in nearly 2 years. So are we going into a recession? We just asked Gus Fauché, the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
I think that this actually makes it a little more likely that we get a recession, both because demand remains strong and inflation remains much higher than the Federal Reserve would like.
The number of Americans smoking cigarettes has hit an all-time low.
A survey from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that 1 in 9 adults reported being cigarette smokers in 2022. That's an all-time low. The preliminary findings are based on survey responses for more than 27,000 adults, but electronic cigarette use rose to about 1 in 17 adults. Cigarette smoking is a risk factor for lung cancer, heart disease, and stroke, and it's long been considered the leading cause of preventable death. I'm Donna Warder.
An oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman, apparently on its way to Houston, Texas, sent out a distress call just a few hours ago as Iranian forces seized it. The tanker was sailing in the Gulf of Oman under the flag of the Marshall Islands. Satellite tracking data indicates it had come from Kuwait and was going to Houston. Prosecutors say Jack Teixeira, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents, kept an arsenal of weapons, and talked about violence and murder on a social media platform. He's been in jail since his arrest, and today he has a detention hearing. Ukraine is asking Pope Francis to help facilitate the return of Ukrainian children who were forcibly taken to Russia. The Pope's been invited to visit Ukraine, says the Prime Minister, who had a private audience with him today. This is AP News. Now to the violence in Sudan, where fighters battled each other this morning in the Darfur region. Residents say they also looted homes and shops. The power struggle has killed hundreds. Many residents are trying to get out of Sudan.
At the Akin crossing in Egypt at the northern border, Sudanese families and others streamed into Egypt, desperate to get out of the crossfire between the forces of Sudan's two top generals. One foreigner, called Mario, said the situation had become unbearable.
It became very unsafe. And there was no more food, electricity.
Meanwhile, British nationals were finally evacuated to the UK, many expressing their relief to be back.
We're out of danger. There's no bombings. We're not ducking and diving. We're home.
When asked how she felt about how the evacuation was organised, she said,
I would have liked it to be sooner, quicker. Took 11 days, but we're here.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.